Unit 10. How can I improve my English?
5. Listening.
A. Look at the pictures and listen to the short conversations. Then choose the best answer to each question.
1. What does your sister do, Lucy?
She teaches English in a middle school.
Question. What's Lucy's sister's job? 2. How do you learn English?
I usually learn it by listening to the radio. Question. How did she learn English? 3. How is your father now? I heard he was ill.
He is much better. The doctor says he'll come back home in 4 days. Question. Where is his father now?
4. Where do you want to travel? Japan, America, or China?
I like English very much, so I want to go to America.
Question. Where does the man want to travel? 5. I'm hungry. Do you know the time?
It's 12:10. Question. What is the time now?
B. Listen to the dialogues and tick the correct answers. 1. What's the matter, sir?
I find food served here very expensive.
But it's very delicious.
Okay, let me have a try.
What do you think of the food?
Yes, it really tastes good. 2. Tom, you are so good at English.
Thanks, Jim.
Can you tell me how to improve my English?
Sure. I advise you to read a lot in your free time.
I thought words were important.
No, reading is much better than words.
3. Can I help you, madam?
Yes, I didn't sleep well recently.
Do you feel a headache?
No, I feel nervous all day.
Okay, you may try some medicine.
4. Where are you going, Alex?
I am going to the market to buy some rice.
Can you buy something for me?
Sure. What do you want?
I want 15 eggs.
Okay. 5. Hi, Lucy. Are you free this afternoon?
I'm afraid not. I'm going to buy some presents for Mrs. Zhao, our Chinese teacher.
What are you going to buy?
I'm going to buy a postcard or a pen for her.
I know she likes pens.
Good. Then I will buy her a pen. Nine. Read the following passage and fill in the blanks with the correct words.
Swimming and English learning. How can you learn to swim? I think the best way is to go into the water and learn. I'm afraid you'll never learn to swim just by reading books about swimming. It's the same with learning English for kids today. You must practice. Listening and speaking are very important. You can listen to English programs on the radio. You may understand only a few words, but that doesn't matter. As for speaking, speak as much as you can. Reading and writing are more important for students in school. First, you must choose the books you're interested in. A lot of reading will improve the instinctive feel for the language. Keep writing English diaries. You may even post them to English magazines. Don't be afraid of failure. Well, let's do more practice from now on. I'm sure you'll learn English well in this way. Eleven. Read the passage and then choose the best answer to each of the following questions.
How can I learn English well? This is a question many students ask. In my opinion, the most effective way is to learn lessons by heart. If you can recite the text and write it out, you've learned it well. And if you can tell the story in your own words, you're a very successful learner. Your English will soon be perfect. This is a difficult task. However, if you try to learn by heart only part of each lesson, you'll find it not half so hard as you might have thought. Learning this way, you will make rapid progress. Of course, writing is also necessary. It will help you a lot on your way to success in English. Equally important is to feel the language. You should be able to laugh at jokes and be surprised at bad news. When using English, you should try to forget your mother language. Instead of helping you, your own language may get in your way. So never try to understand English through translation.